Did the royal family either kill Kate Middleton, like Diana, or her lover, or both? Why is she missing? This is the most extreme of the theories out there, but given how obvious it is that the royal family is hiding something, we are going to consider everything. So let's run over the Kate Middleton conspiracy theory, because one, I can't look away, and two, it's not just palace intrigue. They're lying to us, and the media is going right along with it. Now, you may have heard that their British press had a reputation for being kind of hard on people, being nosy, right? They take stories and they run with it. Not in this case. They're saying, oh, okay, this is this bullshit photo you want to give us of Kate Middleton. We're sure she's fine. The conspiracy theories are wrong. Okay, so why are they lying? If they're going to lie about this, what else are they going to lie to us about? So here's a quick summary of all of the conspiracy and why it was launched in the first place. So last weekend was Mother's Day in the UK. The Instagram account for the Princess of Wales published this heavily altered photo. Now you can see at the bottom, there's even this sort of like, this was an altered photo, which is strange to do because a lot of people put altered photos on their Instagram. Like, why do they need to take this one so seriously? Now people knew right away that this was a crappily edited photo. Here's just a few things that were wrong, like the way her hand was, the way the princess's skirt is coming out, the daughter princess.
Yeah, look on the skirt because it's like sticking out on the left-hand side, like it's been just like...
Her wrist doesn't line up, whereas number one is. You see number seven, that's pretty blatant, is like the pavement is moved for whatever reason. You know, the way that her hair is falling is strange. There's even more. You can go down people listing all the ways that this was just a bad job of editing. It was so bad that the next day the Royal X account posted this on behalf of the princess saying, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See. Okay, no one really buys that she is doing editing herself and would do something so poorly and that this would not be caught by the people who curate the reputation of the Prince and Princesses of Wales. But to make it seem even worse, it just sort of highlighted the fact that no one has actually seen her in public since Christmas Day, because people began demanding to see her in the wake of this truly cagey behavior. The press published this photo saying, oh, there she is. Okay, so if they're going to prove to us that she's out and about and fine, they're going to give us a photo where her head is turned. That doesn't solve anything. No one felt better after that. Now, the photo credit here is Bruce Bennett. The Telegraph says that they spoke to the photographer, and he said this. The Telegraph has spoken to the photographer. They admit they were lucky and that they didn't know that the princess would be traveling by with the prince. Right. E! News spoke to Gough Photos, who they say is the agency that released those photos. They say the image in the car was cropped and lightened, but nothing else doctored. Okay. And last week, the press reported that she was spotted driving with her mom. Here's the image we got. Only if you zoom in, it really does not look like her. Now, I realize people who have been in surgery sometimes get swollen from IV drips or other procedures, or maybe she had cosmetic procedures. I don't know, but it really doesn't. The one on the left is her that we know of. The one on the right is what we're being told is her, driven by her mother. So neither of these two photos from the last week had any witnesses. They just appeared in the press, and the press is like, yep, that's her. We'll print it.
Yeah. And like, I mean, that photo, if you put it back up there, it looks like she's like, they removed her mole too.
Sometimes her mole is less visible in other places, but yes. And you know, she's wearing heavy makeup here. Her face is clearly wider. It doesn't help the conspiracies. And again, you know, the press is just saying, okay, we're satisfied with this. Totally fine. And also the press is saying all conspiracy theorists All of them are debunked. Here is an article from the Telegraph today. Princess of Wales photo conspiracies debunked. So as soon as they call something a conspiracy, I'm starting to believe it. Here are a few other things that don't add up. When it was announced that she would have abdominal surgery in January, they said that this was planned, and they said that she would need at least 4 months to recover, and most likely she would not return to royal duties until Easter. Only last year, the couple said that they'd be visiting Italy in the spring of 2024. So why would you announce a big trip like this around early 2024 if you had planned to have a surgery you knew you need months and months to recover for? That's weird, right? Also, even though she was in the hospital for more than 2 weeks in January, there were no reports that her children or her parents ever visited her. Prince William visited her once, and the king visited her once. That's very strange. Also, when a Spanish blogger said that she had it on information that Kate was in a medically induced coma, the palace refuted it, saying, that's not true, we're scandalized by it, which is funny because they never refute anything. Here is the same palace anger over made-up claims that the Princess of Wales in a coma. You know, the royal edict is never explain, never complain. They never explain things like this, but they're explaining a lot in the wake of this Where is Kate scandal, which is strange. Now, in response to people demanding to see the undoctored photo of the Mother's Day photo, the palace is saying, no, we're not going to show you this photo, which would just solve it, right? Okay, if she photoshopped this herself, let's see the non-photoshopped image, and then we'll believe that this was legitimately taken either over the weekend or recently, and this is her. But they won't do that. Well, why would they not do it? Could it be because this image was taken last year, and if they show it, it will show the original clothing that matches an event that we saw them at together last Christmas? This video has been viewed millions of times by people saying this totally makes sense.
Said I'm gonna say, let's take a really good look at these outfits. Okay, so in November, Kate and her kids went to a baby bank and put together a charity video that dropped in December. And if you know anything about Kate Middleton, you know that people obsessively track her fashion. So of course I was able to find a bunch of blogs breaking down exactly what she was wearing. Now, yeah, I know that the sweater in her picture was black, but stick with me because it's photoshopped. I think they changed around the clothes on the photo, but look at these boots and look at the pants. This is the exact sweater. It's from a company called Rice, I believe. And look at that neckline and look at this part right here. I've upped the exposure quite a lot so that you can see the ribbing better, but look how it lands on her like thigh area, the thickness of that belt of the ribbing, and then look at the turtleneck. Yes, I know a lot of turtlenecks look the same, but I do believe that this was photoshopped to be darker and it was just that cream sweater because they don't make it in another color. They make it in cream and in camel. Now let's look at the boots that she's wearing in this new photo. It's the same exact boots as this baby bank visit that she did with her kids. Let's talk about the little girl and what she's wearing. Look at the neckline on this sweater.
Okay, so she's able to match up everything the kids are wearing, and she says you could just Photoshop switch the color or the pattern a little bit, but they are almost identically dressed as they were in one of their last public appearances, and that seems weird. So will the palace not release the unedited version because it would prove that that is exactly what they're wearing from that same day? Therefore, it's an old photo. Now, this is really strange too. Another theory is that it's possible she was pregnant with the illegitimate child of a family friend who allegedly committed suicide recently by giving himself a terrible head injury. I don't know if that's very common to bring upon your own death with head injury, right? I don't think that's how most people do it. But okay, watch this guy explaining it.
Gonna come out now. Allegedly, Kate Middleton may have been pregnant with Thomas Kingston's baby. To make matters worse, Thomas Kingston was found dead just a few days ago, locked inside a room at his parents' apartment with a traumatic head injury. For those that don't know, Thomas was in a relationship with Kate's sister, Pip Middleton, for quite some time. And he stayed in contact with Kate ever since. Even recent WhatsApp messages have been leaked showing Thomas was sending her messages wishing her a speedy recovery in terms of her stomach issues. But did Kate fall pregnant with Thomas's baby, and did she refuse to have an abortion after having three children? And then did someone forcibly remove the pregnancy? Again, it's allegedly. The longer the Buckingham Palace stays silent on this issue, the more speculation is going to run riot. And Kate hasn't been seen since Christmas Day. So something is clearly fucking going on here. He was blatantly murdered. She hasn't been seen since December. There's something going on. Surely there's something going on. Let me know what you think in the comments. As always, I will keep you up to date, for fuck's sake.
I'm sorry, I forgot to warn you about the F words. I watched that earlier. Kind of fun, though. I apologize if you're watching with a youngster. So why don't they just send her out to walk the dog? Wheel her out somewhere. Have her sit her down somewhere. Let us just see, right? Why does every explanation they offer only make it worse? And why does the media just play along? Why is it only X users and TikTok users who are sniffing out these inconsistencies and not the media? Oh, except CNN. They do say, instead of getting to the bottom of where she actually is and doing investigative journalism, no, what they're going to do is they're going to review all the other old royal photos to make sure that those were not Photoshopped too. So CNN is saying, oh, okay, people are worried about, you know, doctored photos. We're just going to look through. They're going to sit and look through some albums instead of going and finding her like we might expect from a news network. Way to misread the room, CNN. No one cares about that. We don't care about old photos. We care about where she is now. Maybe you want to go find her? Do that. But I guess if they're going to go through some old albums, they can start with this one right here. Because this one definitely looks doctored. So that's a good place to start.
Yeah, Paddington.
I don't see it.
You don't?
I don't see where it would be Photoshopped. It looks pretty natural to me.
Yeah.
Look how the fur is sitting on the actual seat.
So Paddington wasn't actually there that day.
Look how his shadow is not right against the... There's no T in that color.
Someone in the chat says, man, Redacted jumped the shark. Chuchalon 1967 Redacted jumped the shark.
Oh, you're here for it. Knock it off. I can see the stream going up. People love talking about this stuff. Yes, palace intrigue. I'm here for
it. Well, I don't really care. Yeah, I care about the relationships and all that. I care more about what are they covering up?
Yeah.
And are they lying? And are they lying to people?
Well, also,
or what are they trying to hide?
Are they hurting her the way that they, you know, that there was alleged abuse of Diana? You know, is it somebody who's not playing along and is being hurt?
And for what reason are they being hurt? Yeah. So yeah, that part of the story is interesting to me. But yeah. And they are arguably the biggest figureheads in the UK.
Right.
I mean.
And again, my sort of amusement of all of this is watching the media saying, no, stop it. We're taking the palace's word for this, the same way they do the UK government, the White House, Downing Street, all of that stuff. So I welcome your comments, but not ones that are saying, why are we talking about this? We talk about everything.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.